This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I've been hankering to head west from our place and get into some different desert. I've been thinking about saguaros, big and small, short and tall. I've been thinking about saguaros. So I'm looking ahead on the calendar and thinking of a drive west to the desert that's full of old plant friends and saguaros. I'll keep you posted. And it's not like I'm unhappy out here along the Ojalote. Oh, my goodness, it's spring. And there are days when the wind does not blow. It's glorious. It's so classic how spring arrives. One day we have 20-degree overnight temperatures and 40-degree days. The wood stove cranked up with a hot cast iron clanking. The next thing you know, 40-degree overnight and 60 to 70-degree highs during the day. The wood pile sits unused. I dump the wheelbarrow full of wood by the front door. It's spring, and I'll fill that wheelbarrow full of soil mix for seed and plants. Oh, we'll freeze again, maybe one or two times, but it's spring. My mind is on growing some plants, vegetable garden plants, wild native plants. It's that native plant thing that got me thinking about saguaros and Sonoran desert plants. I started my horticulture career in a wholesale nursery just northwest of Tucson in 1980. I should say my legal horticulture career, because I spent a lot of time prior to that growing illegal plants. Well, I was singing in a band too, and some folks say that should have been illegal as well, you know, critics. But listen, some of the plants I grew were mesquites, ironwoods, palaverdes, you know, trees native to the Sonoran Desert. So I cut my teeth on growing natives. And that nursery grew exotics. Oh, there was a whole California-type landscape palette that was used back then. But there were lots of cool natives, and more nurseries started growing them. Honestly, it was the nonprofit places like the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, the Arboretum in Superior, the Desert Botanical Garden, the Tucson Botanical Gardens, but especially for me, the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, that introduced a lot of cool native plants to us plebeians. I jumped on board to that movement, and I have so many folks to thank for their guidance and gentle prodding. I could probably start reciting their names, but I'd get all teary and a bubble in my throat. Besides, I wanted to tell you about a drive Ms. Mosquito and I took to the east side of the Rincon Mountains. Oh, yeah. Dirt road across the grassland and mesquite land and into canyons and along a riparian corridor and of oak and sycamore, willows and ash and walnuts, rocky slopes above on both sides. On one slope, Ms. Mosquito looks at this large leafy shrub and says, "I should know this shrub. Oh, yeah, desert hackberry." Looking up slope, she says, "What is that tall thing way, way up there?" It was a saguaro, one saguaro, way, way up at the top of the slope. We kept driving and stopping to clamber about along a creek bed or upslope. At one point while driving, I pulled over quickly and said, "I just saw a green dodo." We got out and hopbush, Dodonea viscosa, a very cool shrub, was growing on both sides of the road. Gosh, I mean, I used to grow the heck out of desert hackberry, Celtis pallida, and hopbush, Dodonea viscosa. And here they were with ocotillo, beargrass, mesquite, mimosa, sotal, palmer agave, prickly pear, snapdragon vine, clematis, oaks. Oh, my goodness. Cool natives abounded. And along the creek bed that we were driving parallel to, there was this dormant shrub, a branchy, rusty brown color. It's dormant color, I guess. I kept looking at it thinking, I grew this riparian plant. I was searching my gray matter. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Buttonbush, Cephalanthus occidentalis in the madder family, Rubiaceae, the coolest flower. I'm talking nectar city for all kinds of butterflies. Oh, all kinds of pollinators. Well, it's hardly uncommon. I mean, it's pretty much found all over North America. But what a fun find on a day full of old plant friends. Oh, and we saw one more lone saguaro that reminded us that we needed to head to the desert of saguaros very soon. Because the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing native.